Hey, what's up, everyone? Herb Thrasher from 420 Radio and the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour, bringing you another Reefer Rock Report today, October 20th, 2017. Always exclusively held right here on the MarijuanaAgenda.com. All right, we've got a great brand new release to talk about from the Space Stoner Monsters. That is Gwar. These guys are truly from a different planet, releasing their brand new The Blood of Gods. It's got 12 tracks on it, always singing about blood and death and killing people and planets and space. And it's got a great cover from an all-time rock band on this, from AC/DC. If you want blood, you've got it. So great stuff from Gwar. You know, this band has never, ever changed their whole direction. They love spewing blood. They love killing. And you know what? They're deep down in, they're really a positive band and love being happy. So don't be afraid to get out there and support the Blood of Gods. Gwar is on a tour right now also. Many bands, Ghoul and He Is Legend and a few more opening up for them. I know they will be in Portland, Oregon on November 12th, so we'll keep you updated on that and more. Definitely get out there and support Gwar. All right, just recently announced, and this is looking at 2018 for the April 20th 420 holiday weekend, we have the Sweetwater Brewery Company announcing 420 Fest will be held in Atlanta, Georgia. Two sets from Umphrey's McGee. You've got Tedeschi Trucks Band and my man Sturgill Simpson. Great other bands. Anders Osborne will be there. Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds. Southern Avenue and boatloads more. So look for that festival next year, held over the 420 weekend in 2018 at Centennial Olympic Park, again in Atlanta, Georgia. Sounds like a great festival. So many 420 radio hosted festivals, 420 festival weekends, that it's just hard to keep up. So we're going to start keeping up now, and we'll start continuing a list, and you can always find that list on the 420 radio closer to 420 holiday weekend. All right, 40 years ago today, well, not today because it's past now, but on October 17th, 1977, Lynyrd Skynyrd released the great album Street Survivors. And this album was the one that was really going to project them to that next level. Back in the day, they had just come out with Sweet Home Alabama in 1974, so the band had made their mark, had already kind of brought in this Southern rock, keeping this whole Southern rock sound that they helped pioneer go. But unfortunately, a few days later of their fifth album released on October 1977, the band's plane went down. Sad story. Ronnie Van Zant, Steve Gaines, and backup singer Cassie Gaines all deceased. And tragic story in the world of rock. Everyone's kind of always known about Lynyrd Skynyrd, the Hall of Famers for sure. And this band and this album definitely continues to make its mark today. Speaking of making marks, within the past few weeks, unfortunately, we had the passing of a true music pioneer, and that is Tom Petty. So many musicians in the rock world, in the metal world, bluegrass world, it didn't matter, can look at Tom Petty and revel in the amazing genius and brilliance, the songwriting, how many hits he had through the years, even stoner hits. He had a lot of songs that he kind of referenced. Tom Petty was known to be a reefer guy. and, you know, You Don't Know How It Feels, Mary Jane's Last Dance. You're looking at You Get Me High, even Girl on LSD, Tweeter and the Monkey Man, and a lot of other songs like this kind of enshrined Tom Petty into the rock world, the music world, the pop world, and with that, the stoner world. So rest in peace, Tom Petty. You were amazing. All right, that's your Reefer Rock Report for today, October 20th, 2017. We'll be back next week right here on the MarijuanaAgenda.com.